The scene before you represents the struggle between predators and prey, which took place in the world of dinosaurs. The long-necked Argentinosaurus is the larger of the two fossil replicas you see in front of you. The sharp-toothed Giganotosaurus is the smaller, two-footed predator. Although these two animals are thought to have existed in slightly different times, they illustrate the tense relationship of the hunter and the hunted. Imagine if you walked the banks of a certain river some 95 million years ago and saw such an encounter. Imagine if you were there. Wonderful colors, exotic smells, and curious sounds were everywhere. Deep green psychic plants and ferns could be seen swaying in the breeze. Flowers perfumed the air. Dragonflies patrol the river edge as insects looped and spar within their domains. Imagine what you would feel then, at first a faint sound. Maybe a dead Araucaria tree crashing to the ground 100 yards away. Then the same sound repeats. What could it be? The low vibration of the footfalls of a group of four-legged sauropods would be felt before they were heard. Soon, the earth-shaking effects of their movement would be thunderous as flying reptiles scatter away. You can see the herd from far away now, marching, lumbering along. They are soon just in front of you. You see the individuals that make up the group, mostly adults, at sizes up to 123 feet in length. These animals were large. You would see juveniles as well, smaller versions of the great adults. Baby dinosaurs grow quickly, so even two-year-olds shake the ground as they lope alongside to keep up. Look at the recreation in front of you. The bigger of the two dinosaurs you see probably traveled in such herds and might have kept younger members of the group toward the center of the formation. This formed a protective living wall around the babies. The closer a sauropod was to the center of the herd, the less likely it would be attacked by a predator. The sharp-toothed Giganotosaurus would hope to make a meal out of any vulnerable member of the herd or wounded individuals that strayed from the care of the group. The Giganotosaurus was a type of dinosaur known as a theropod. At 47 feet, this theropod was even larger than another famous theropod, Tyrannosaurus rex. Massive hind legs propelled this kind of dinosaur, while the tiny front legs did, well, we really don't know. However, when the back legs were in full stride, Giganotosaurus thundered along at approximately 24 miles per hour. Maybe on this day, at this place, you witnessed just such an event between dinosaurs like the Argentinosaurus and the Giganotosaurus you see here. The Giganotosaurus feels vibrations just like you might have had if you were there. Craning its massive head around, the Giganotosaurus spies a herd from a resting area. Normally, the animal would pursue an entire herd, but maybe the Giganotosaurus has detected the smell of blood not yet dried. Perhaps one of the adult members of the herd is wounded and has slowed its pace. It has fallen behind slightly. The Giganotosaurus sees an opportunity and focuses its forward-looking eyes on a straggler. The eyes of the predator face forward, allowing the meat-eater to sense depth, just like you sense depth with your eyes. The Argentinosaurus has eyes that are not quite so evolved for hunting, but for the detection of hunters approaching. You see one of the herds hesitate as it notices the leaves of the tree shape where the Giganotosaurus has crouched beside a stand of trees. The Argentinosaurus, like a sentry on a castle wall, bellows a warning for all to hear. The Giganotosaurus, element of surprise lost, lunges forward toward the herd. The group tightens formation, protecting the young. The wounded individual pushes ahead more quickly, Perhaps as wounds open, the Giganotosaurus is in a dead run, head bobbing as its powerful legs, like well-machined engines, propel it toward a potential kill. The wounded adult, now clearly the target of the predator, begins to turn and mount a defense. The predator closes within yards as river sand from beneath the thrusting feet of the theropod sprays skyward, refracting light from the sun. What do you think happens next? Does the Argentinosaurus fight off the Giganotosaurus? Does the rest of the herd help? Does the Giganotosaurus have its first meal in weeks? Well, we simply don't know. One thing's for sure, this sight, had we really seen it, would be unforgettable. Yet 95 million years ago, scenes like this one you see before you actually happened. It was all part of the ebb and flow of life in the world of dinosaurs.